Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Joel Elkonen. He is the co-host of the Benzinga pre-market prep show. Now, Joel, one thing that has, I think, really taken over these markets and sectors broadly is volatility, especially last week as we saw the U.S. equity markets dropping fairly heavily at the tail end of the week. That ended the week and the month. And then this week, an interesting start. Yesterday was a good day for the markets. Has everybody thinking, oh, the whole buy the dip mentality, here it is again. Every dip there is seems to be bought up. But today, the markets are showing a little bit of weakness. I think it's hard to jump on board of saying that they're breaking down today, because as we're recording this, the Dow is down not even a quarter of a percent. The S&P is down not even half a percent. So a little bit of weakness, but not the kind of weakness we saw at the tail end of last week. Where do you stand here, Joel? Is it still buy the dip mentality?
Great setup, Corey. Thanks for having me. I mean, you took the words right out of my mouth. End of the month, Friday, closing selling balances crushed the market. The S&P lost 60 handles in about 15 minutes. You haven't seen that kind of price action since last March and April and whatnot. So the set was staged for that Friday low. We're taking out 3,700, and then boom, over the weekend, you get the J&J vaccine, which that news was already out there. And then you get, talk of the stimulus, which was kind of out there. So I knew we were going to have an update on Monday. My problem was is that I thought it would reverse off that. And I kind of got tanned a little bit trying to pick the top yesterday, and it turned just like timing. Market is timing, and I was a day off. They are. Now, today is not a bad day, at least is where we stand right now. S&P's down about half a percent, so it's not bad, but I'm like back in the kind of worried camp again. I would have been more worried if we popped off the open and then we faded. Had that monster rally all day, and you're backing and filling here. Now, the question is, how content are people going to be through the remainder of the week? You got all the Fed speak going on. You have the unemployment data on Friday. So real toss-up here. I think Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, you're going to see some choppy action, and then we get a little more vindication on Friday when you get the jobs number.
So what's the possibility there, Joel, that simply the sell-off at the end of last week was nothing but window dressing for some funds, whatever it might be, to position themselves at the end of the month to show maybe they weren't so heavily exposed to the markets?
Yeah, I tend to agree. And I don't know why these funds, they need the closing mark, and that's why they have to put in, these ridiculous orders. And you have these ridiculous imbalances. So, yeah, just a little bit of lightening up. And then you had the new funds coming in at the beginning of the month. You have that phenomena. So that coupled with a weak close, that explosive rally yesterday. So I keep a benchmark. Yesterday's high, we didn't quite get to in the S&Ps. I'll be looking at the close from today and yesterday. Yesterday's close turned out to be a pretty good short level today. So let's see if we can, stay here, hang out, slight down day, consolidate. Just the market just wasn't ready to tack on another leg in today's session.
That's fair. But yeah, I don't know, the bounce back, it was a fairly significant bounce back yesterday. Now, Joel, when it comes to all the Fed speakers we're going to hear this week, what are you going to be listening for in terms of any potential changes that could swing these markets in a more longer term sense rather than that short term volatility we tend to see?
Breaking news. Everyone thinks rates are going up except Jerome Powell. So Pumpin' Powell is just content here. He's not listening to the bond market. He's not looking at the crude oil market. He's not looking at commodity prices. And he is sitting pat. Now, the market is knocking him over the head, trying to tell him something. And he is just steadfast in his opinion to keep rates low. Now, the bugaboo could be, if he's late to the draw on raising rates, then you're going to get a quicker dose of inflation. But folks, remember, inflation is across the board. That doesn't mean the market's going down. That just means asset prices could be inflated too. So you could be looking at a scenario, yeah, maybe inflation's going up in art and collectibles and things like that. But there could be also, there's also inflation in the market. So it's really a two-edged sword, and you got to be careful what you wish or what you don't wish for. And Mr. Powell is just not backing off.
Do you think that that whole strategy is Powell is ignoring some of these short-term moves and especially the bond market? We are seeing yields fall a little bit today. Maybe it is the right play for Powell not to overreact because, yes, fine, yields have really skyrocketed, but you still look at the 10-year, now it's back under 1.5%. So maybe the Fed doesn't have to move.
No. And, you know, wait, who knows? I've never seen this kind of disconnect between the bond market and, you know, the markets and what the Fed stance is. So you just got to let the scenario play out for now. And, you know, no one was worried about, you know, higher interest rates yesterday. And also think about it. If they raise rates, okay, what's that going to do to the debt, right? That's going to balloon the debt. And also, I mean, how much are they going to have to raise rates before, you know, you're pulling money out of stocks and bonds and putting it into interest-bearing investments? So it's just more questions than answers here, Corey. Sorry about that.
Yeah, hey, fair enough. In all fairness, there's a lot of people that I think are waiting for the Fed to do something, but Powell has been pretty consistent, saying that they are waiting. They're not going to rush into anything, and they haven't. So let's see where the bond market goes from there. Joel, I also have to get a quick comment from you regarding gold, because it was a bad end to the week, bad end to the month last week. And quite frankly, gold is one of the worst performing assets out there over the last 7 months. What do you think about the gold market and its continued weakness?
Man, I whined about it. And I complained about it, and I just saw it hover there at 1800, just leaned on those lows and leaned on them and took them out, and very disappointed in myself. You seem to be getting another floor in here at 1700. That was a big breakdown, and snuck up there yesterday. So I'm just going to use, you know, it's just nothing fancy here. Old resistance or old support, new resistance. And really the breakdown, the lowest level of that breakdown, I know you did a lot of dancing around. It's, you know, 1770 and 1759. 1759 was the 19th low. So that's where you really broke down from last week. You're up at 1850, and the day that on Thursday it held 6390, which was close to that 59. But the floodgates opened on Friday. New low for the move today, but you are bouncing off it. So 1700, your new bottom, and got to clear 1760 for another leg up.
Yeah, not much more to say to that. Hey, just look at the charts and understand that it was a significant breakdown. So that is discouraging for the gold bugs, but that's just kind of where we're left, isn't it? It seems like the attitude of investors is still very much on risk on. They are not taking too much protection. That's just the fact of the matter, isn't it, Joel?
Yeah. And then, you know, if it's like not going to rally, I don't want to say gold's a new Bitcoin or whatever, but... or Bitcoin's new gold, but yeah, I mean, the performance speaks for itself between those two asset classes.
Yeah, it really does. All right, Joel, we'll wrap it up there. Thank you for your comments. U.S. markets, gold. Wish there was some better news for gold, but right now I think all eyes are on the U.S. equity markets to see if correction is still underway or if, again, we're bouncing and going to be climbing back up to all-time highs, because in all fairness, let's say the S&P is right in the middle of this recent trading range. So we'll see where it goes. Joel, great chatting with you, buddy. I will post a link to the Benzinga website where everyone can listen to your pre-market prep show. Thanks for your time, Joel.
Okay, thank you. Talk to you next week.